It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we discuss the markets a little bit, as we do each Friday morning here on KTIC. And this morning, Roy is broadcasting live from Mom's Cafe, downtown Plattsmouth. Before we get into the markets here this morning, Roy, what's the mood of your fellow ag producers at Mom's Cafe this morning?
Well, farmers are feeling pretty good here because we got an inch and a half of rain yesterday, but the big talk now is it's probably going to be a long, slow harvest because the yields are going to be good. There's going to be a lot of grain to haul, and it's probably going to be wet, and it's probably going to be a lot of dew, so they won't be able to get started very early in the morning.
Well, the energy prices will hopefully allow us to maybe dry some of those, some of that grain just a little bit. Talking with some energy retailers, they're saying there's a lot in the pipeline right now, so you know, we might get a little help on energy prices, Roy.
Well, that's certainly a possibility this year that wasn't really a alternative last year, and you know, it's just the temperatures the next 3 weeks and how much sunshine we have is going to be a big determining factor, because sometimes we get a spell of really hot, dry weather in September, and if we do, why, that'll really set it up good for us. But, boy, we haven't seen much of that this summer so far.
Boy, the talk in the markets here recently, a number of private estimates have come out, you know, and their expectations leading up to the September crop report next week from USDA. Informa out yesterday with their estimates, both corn and beans, they're expecting to be up above USDA's estimates. So this September report is an important one, isn't it?
Well, it's very important, and not just from the fundamentals that we kind of get a better update or a better handle on, but the psychology of the market a lot of times turns right around that September crop report. We'll see, you know, maybe a little bit of strength in the markets in August, and which we have seen, and then come that September crop report where everybody kind of turns negative again. So odds of the prices dropping in the month of September after the September crop report are, you know, about three out of four.
And I would bet that something that's going to add more to that downward pressure is the fact that people are talking less and less about a frost scare, and you know, the crops just look good. I mean, across the country, the condition ratings remain high, and just no stresses. So we're anticipating a big crop, aren't we, Roy?
Well, absolutely, and you know that there's still time for the crop to mature, and every day that goes by is one day less of frost risk.
All right, let's talk a little bit about these cash grain prices just a little bit. I guess I noticed a big drop in the cash grain, especially on soybeans here this week, and looks as though grain buyers are adjusting their basis, huh, Roy?
Well, it hasn't really changed all that much on corn, that's true, but on soybeans, at least here in Cass County, they went to bidding on the November futures about a month ago, but they kept the cash price high, so what we had was a very positive basis of 60 cents to a dollar a bushel over November futures. And then, you know, you kind of know when that situation develops that as we get closer to harvest, they're going to drop that basis bid until probably around the 1st of October. We're going to see a basis for all soybeans, whether they're new crop or old crop, are going to be, you know, 60, 70 cents under November futures. So it wasn't a big surprise that we saw that drop in the cash price, but, you know, hopefully people were watching that and took advantage of the good cash price when they had the chance.
Boy, now is there anything that we can do in our marketing program, Roy, kind of leading up to this crop report a week from today? You know, I've heard you say this is a bad time to be marketing grain, but is there anything we can do?
Well, it is. I mean, selling cash beans at over $9 a bushel is still not a bad deal. And so, you know, that's always a possibility, just to go ahead and sell those beans. But if you have got storage for the beans, you got storage for the corn, put them away, lock them up. And one of the things, of course, that I promote is the dead cat bounce, and the dead cat bounce is always accompanied by a basis improvement. So you got to get through the harvest low, and you got to, you know, have a place to store them. But even commercial storage for a short period of time is a workable solution.
Anything else we need to hit on here this morning, Roy? Anything that we didn't cover yet?
No, I think it's pretty simple and straightforward. The odds of prices going down after the 10th of September is very good. The crop report comes out a week from today, so if you've got things to sell and you want to price them, why, you need to get that done before next Friday. And, I understand you're going to the state fair. I was there yesterday, so we do have one last chance to see the state fair in its current location, and have been having pretty good crowds out there.
How about the week after that, Husker Harvest Days? You making a run to Grand Island this year?
I'll be on the program at Husker Harvest Days in the university building at 11 o'clock on the Thursday. So I'm going to be on the program with Mike Briggs, who is their cattle marketing analyst. So always look forward to that, and always see a lot of my good friends from the KTIC area at the UNL building, Husker Harvest Days.
All right, we'll talk more about that next week, and of course, we will visit with you next week, Roy, and look forward to that.
Okay, I'll be here.
Soy Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, an update on the markets this morning here at 840 KTIC.